right, guys, we're going to move on to our final segment, and that is our discussion. So, okay, if you've been listening to the show for a while, when we first started, you may have noticed that we made a joke. Actually, Brandy made a joke.
It wasn't a joke.
And turns out Brandy was not kidding, that we should do a show or a segment about our favorite bathrooms. Well, it's summertime. We have spent a lot of time trying to dig through stories, and there's not a lot happening right now. So here we are. We brought in David today, and he's going to actually give us a little bit of bathroom history for the theme parks. And I'm way more excited about this than I should be. So we're going to see where this goes and how much editing I have to do later on. So to kick us off on our favorite bathrooms in the theme park segment is author of Skipper Stories and Disney historian David Marley. David, what do you got for us?
Thank you. And I've never been introduced in a segment about bathrooms before as an expert, so I'm very excited to be bathroom expert.
We do number one time.
Do what we get. Right, my first time. So we know Disneyland wanted to be different and awesome from the very beginning, but while Disneyland was so different from anything that had come before it, that there was still a lot of old-timey theme park stuff put in there that Walt didn't like. Like, they had already built the bathrooms, and I believe it was a day or two before the park opened. Might have been the day before the park opened. Walt went into one of the restrooms on Main Street and noticed that there were some of the bathrooms were free, and some of them had little locks on them, and you would put in a dime and it would unlock. Wow. And Walt wanted to know, what was this? He's like, well, everybody does this. If you want a really clean toilet, you pay 10 cents. And the other ones are free, and you know they're not going to be as clean. And Walt said, I want those removed immediately, that every bathroom is going to be spotless, like if you'd paid a quarter for it.
And that seems like his style. Like, right? No, that's
super hardcore Walt. Yeah. You could see, like, well, everybody, you got to pay more for a clean toilet, which
I'd also like to encourage you to not give them any ideas now.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that, yeah, there'll be bathroom fast passes coming
soon. Michael Eisner never heard of that idea.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But to me, that shows you the quality that Walt wanted, that even the bathrooms are going to be nice. Yeah. And I think it's something a lot of parks, a lot of restaurants don't put enough thought into. And Disneyland has always been fantastic at that.
There was a time, not so much recently. I don't know if you've been in the parks recently. They've cut back on a lot of staffing. But there was a time, even when we worked there, you know, 15 years ago, where, not in a literal sense, but you could eat off the bathroom floors. Like, you knew that those bathrooms were getting, take every 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
Somebody was going in. Somebody was taking care of the bathrooms. They were just, Disneyland has always had the cleanest, and they still do to a large extent. I think some of that attention to detail has gone away a little bit, but I never knew that. That's such an interesting fact.
I don't know if you know, custodians get paid more if you work in the bathrooms.
Yeah, they get paid up. They get paid a premium too.
One time when I had applied to work there, I want Jungle Cruise. They're like, here we have bath, you know, janitors, and you get extra 50 cents if you agree to clean bathrooms. And I said, no, thank you. But but you're right. They're usually stunningly clean.
They're usually clean, and any graffiti or anything like that gets removed before it's over.
Who would graffiti in Disneyland?
Continuing on in this discussion, Brandis, what are your favorite theme park bathrooms?
Okay, so I only know of the best bathrooms in Knott's and Universal, so you guys will have to fill in the rest. So at Knott's, here's the thing, the worst one right at the entrance, like, huge line, always disgusting. There's always someone in there cleaning it, but because it's so busy, it's always disgusting.
This is the one that's right in Ghost Town, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
right at the entrance.
So what you want to do, head to Camp Snoopy and buy the little green roller coaster. What is it? Timber?
I don't know.
You're doing this to mess with me today. Little green coaster in...
We had this discussion last time when we couldn't remember what the name of the roller coaster was.
Little green coaster in Camp Snoopy. Go behind it. First of all, I do want to throw in there, on your way to this bathroom, there is a room there for nursing mothers or pumping mothers. So, or even if you just want to give your baby a bottle in a quiet spot, but it's really nicely set up with a rocking chair and changing table and curtains. So just throw that out there. But you head past that, around the corner to the little green roller coaster, there is a bathroom nobody seems to know about. So it is always empty.
Always.
Yeah, I've only seen other people in there like a couple times.
Is it fairly clean for being...
Sometimes when you go there in the morning, they forgot to clean it the night before because it is so unknown that one doesn't get cleaned often. So it is pretty clean, but sometimes you get there in the morning and you can see they didn't clean it the night before. But I mean, if you have to really go or you have a kid that really has to go, nobody knows of those bathrooms.
Which is strange because if you think about it, that's the only bathroom in Camp Snoopy, isn't it?
No, there's one underneath the Grizzly. Well, what, I don't know if it's still the Grizzly Creek Lodge.
By the, past the theater. Airplanes.
Oh, you're right. Snoopy's little
Yeah,
world.
And that one gets That's pretty. Right. There's always crying kids in there, kids getting changed.
That's where I got scared on Halloween Haunt. Yeah, that got me right good. There, right out of the bathroom.
That's pretty good. Yeah, and most people don't even know about it because that little green coaster is kind of hidden itself. We went there how many times when we got our passes before we discovered it?
Oh, many.
So it's really hidden. So that's my favorite bathroom just because you will always get in there. You'll have privacy. Usually it's clean, but not always.
You can also get there quicker if you go down that little bridge and through that tunnel.
Yeah, so you go down the bridge, through the tunnel, and then make a right.
Yeah.
And then another right.
And
then...
That's that back corner of the park where you can see Beach Boulevard and all of the park behind it. Right?
Yeah.
Magical land there. Magical land.
Yeah, it's a little less immersive in that area.
Right. Okay, and then going on, what is your Universal Studios bathroom?
Okay, there's going to be two. The first one being Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. And the reason being, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you go in the bathroom and it's Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. So... like, I can't explain how important that is unless you're a Harry Potter fan and you've seen the books and movies.
Tell us about what are your thoughts on Moaning Myrtle's bathroom?
Like the movies, it's number two.
That wins.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, the next one is next to that Irish pub.
Oh, okay.
And the reason being is most theme parks don't have mirrors in their bathrooms. And as a girl... that really bugs me, especially if you go on a water ride. You want to make sure you don't have like mascara streaming down one side of your face, but there's no mirrors anywhere. That one has a full-length mirror.
I will say, I almost appreciate them not having mirrors in theme park bathrooms because whenever I go to a mirror or I go to a theme park and I see myself after about 6 or 7 hours of being in the theme park, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? There's no coming back from this.
So, Disneyland does. All their bathrooms do.
Yeah, Disneyland does.
Because I like to stop and do poses. While I'm washing my hands, I'm like, check out the guns. I'm like, that's right.
I'm going to say, right. As a woman, a couple of the bathrooms I went in, I swear they didn't have mirrors, or if they did, they were hidden.
David, what you have to do is if you're at somewhere like Knott's that doesn't have them, you just look in the reflection of the, what is that, the dry hand blower thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where it makes you look like Shrek?
Yeah. So you could try, you know.
All right. Good to know.
So those are your picks for favorite bathrooms.
Yes.
So recap again, your number one at Knott's Berry Farm is?
Right around, so you go down the down the stairs, across the bridge, into the cave, turn right, and then turn right.
Okay. And then at Universal Studios?
Moaning Myrtle, which is in the Harry Potter section, of course, and then the one by the Irish pub.
All right, great. John, do you have any favorite bathrooms in the parks?
I don't use bathrooms at parks. And that's actually to circle back around to something we talked about in the beginning. The thing that sucks the most about going to parks with kids is you have to take them in there. Because I think they just bother me. Even if they're clean... They're not really clean. I don't know. Anyway, so I don't have a preference. I'm happy that hers is quick and easy. That's great because it doesn't take a long time waiting. And you know how like it takes forever for women to use the restroom, it seems like. So it kind of cuts at least half that in time in half. But I don't know. I don't really know of any bathroom places. I'm not a frequent...
You're not a connoisseur.
I'm not a connoisseur.
He doesn't drink as much water as I do.
David, do you have any opinions on your favorite bathrooms or the best bathrooms, we'll say, at Disneyland?
I have two. And I have a friend who has who told me his butt has not touched a public toilet in like 30 years. And
he hovers?
I don't know. I didn't ask. Didn't ask a follow-up. I just let that go. But the Disneyland bathrooms are always stunningly clean. Yeah, I had to bring my kids into a lot of them, and it's the only place where I'm like, oh, Disneyland bathroom, it'll be
a
nice.
Little bit safer.
Yeah, and they are. They're really nice. My favorite, they're coming for me. They really are coming. All right, we're good?
All right.
So I have two favorite ones. The one, when you first enter Disneyland, when you go through the right tunnel, right. There's a men's room right off to the end, a women's room right off. As soon as it's right by the berm. For some reason, that one doesn't get a lot of visitors.
You talking about the one by City Hall or
opposite City Hall?
Okay, right,
not the one in City Hall. I never go to the one in City. Right, it's behind Mr. Lincoln. Yeah, like as soon as you walk through the tunnel, there's a little gift kiosk.
To your right side.
Go right in there. That one's good. And then this sounds really bad because I'm so narrowly focused in my life, but I like the Adventureland bathroom.
It's an adventure.
It is. And I remember being a cast member and using the bathroom that was in there, but for cast members. And there was a door, and you could hear all this noise. And I go, oh, that's the guests right through the door. And then I found out up through the 70s, that door was open. It was just like a saloon kind of swinging door. Where you had to clock in was actually in where now is the bathroom. And so cast members, if you were late, they said you would run through the Adventureland bathroom for guests and push through the swinging doors and clock in so you weren't late. But that one I like.
I like the Adventureland bathroom because it also functions as a bathroom for Frontierland. But that's got the best theming, right? It's just it's Adventureland. It's got the wallpaper. That's the
and
bamboo and
the one other thing is Disneyland is awesome at having lots of stalls. I mean, there's never much of a wait for men. Sorry, ladies, but it always has the only one that I ever have I see like a crowd out and that can be messy because it's kind of crowded is the one near the Frontierland New Orleans Square train station. That one's usually really crowded.
Oh yeah, I use that one.
That's the one I don't care for. But normally,
and we'll hang on to that because we're going to do our what we consider the worst bathrooms in the parks right after we're done with this. So, I'm going to go for my two selections. They're not necessarily what you would call the best bathrooms, but I think they're the best hidden bathrooms. So for me, in terms of the best hidden bathroom in the park, it is one that people don't know a lot about. And this is the bathroom. If you go into the Tiki Room, Lanai, and you go up the stairs towards the entrance of the Tiki Room, and there is one stall for men and one stall for women. And if you go up to the entrance of the Tiki Room with a double door swing out and they yell aloha, to your left is a men's room and a women's room. And from what I, and David, maybe you can correct me, this is kind of a holdover from the whole Tiki Room as a restaurant thing, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That it was designed, so this was designed to be the restroom that functioned for the Tiki Room when it was originally being designed as a dining establishment.
Yep.
And so it just stayed in the plans. And that is actually a really cool bathroom. Nobody ever knows that it's there. Now they do. But it's always super clean and it's always, you know, really unoccupied because it's really hidden. So again, up the stairs to the entrance of the Tiki Room, and then just off to the left is one. It's one stall for men and one stall for women.
I have a story about that for Skipper Stories too. I had a trainee, and it was the day we were teaching them how to run the Tiki Room, and I couldn't find one of my two trainees. I'm like, where is he? Where is he? And then someone goes, "There's a guy in the bathroom." So I go in the bathroom, and he was in there. I'm like, "Yeah, you're." When you work at Disney, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom where guests are. You're, and he didn't get it at all. He didn't last long. Yeah. But I had to pee. I'm like, okay, there's places we can go to the bathroom where we're not taking a space from paying guests.
Right.
He's at Knott's now.
He's currently working at Six Flags.
Using the bathroom at Knott's.
Yes.
Across the bridge, through the tunnel.
Orange County Fair.
My other favorite bathroom is, and this is another one that's a little bit bigger, but it's also hidden more. It's hidden away from guests, and so it's not very busy often. And it's if you go towards the back of the park, towards the Hungry Bear, and now that area has been revamped, there used to be a set of stairs that led down, but now it's just a ramp that goes in the pathway along the Rivers of America. But underneath the Hungry Bear restaurant is the Bear's Lair, or it's a large restroom underneath. It's in the shade. You can, if you're waiting for someone, you can wait in the shade. It's out of the way. It's usually nice and cool down there, and it's usually pretty clean and not very busy.
Oh, that's the one we were at when went.
Right, exactly. David,
I have one for the whole resort. Can I ruin it for myself?
Yeah, go for it.
And all your listeners.
But sure.
If they're listening to this show, they deserve the finest in bathrooms. My absolute favorites are both in the Grand Californian.
Yes.
There's one right by Whitewater Snacks and the pool. That's a great restroom, men's and women's restrooms there. And then there's one also just offside the lobby. So if I'm in downtown Disney, I'll run into that.
That Whitewater Snacks was the definite runner-up because that is definitely hidden. Unless you're going to Whitewater Snacks, nobody knows that.
And it is always clean within an inch of its life. It is so nice.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask a question. Is your guys' preference like clean, easy bathroom, or is it like single-person bathrooms? Because some people like, their own privacy, like away from it. Isn't there one in Tom Sawyer Island that is just a one-person bathroom?
There's one on Tom Sawyer's Island. There's also one, if you go to California Adventure, there's a companion restroom. Right as you pass Grizzly River Run and you make your way over to where the Little Mermaid is, right there on the to the left of the men's and women's main restrooms, there's a single stall, big companion restroom that's over there. As long as the restrooms are clean and relatively unoccupied, I don't have a preference.
I hate the one-person restrooms. Those are directly from Satan himself.
Why?
I don't know.
Holds in smells for one thing.
Oh. Okay.
Well, then there's always a line of people waiting, where at least if there's multiple stalls,
they judge you when you come out, depending on how long
you take. No, it's just why
take.
I hate like McDonald's, because McDonald's always has one bathroom.
And
it's,
never have enough.
Well, McDonald's doesn't want you using their bathroom.
Exactly. And it's always like a room that's like 20 by 20, and then there's a toilet in the far corner, and it's always kind of dirty. Because if you only have one toilet, it's hard to get in there and clean it. Where if you go to Disney, you will notice if there's a lot of stalls, there's almost always a cast member in there cleaning one of them. So they're always being cleaned.
Where when there's a one-person bathroom, you also got that where people keep trying to open the door, even if you
exactly. And I need a calm space.
And what gets me is when the door's locked and they try to open the door, they see it's locked and then they knock.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know somebody's in here. Why are you knocking?
So do you say,
you're not helping.
Someone's in here, or do you?
No,
just, like,
I just ignore them and let them try the door handle again.
I always yell, "Mom!" That's my go-to thing.
All right. So again, my best bathrooms are the hidden bathrooms in the Tiki Room by the Tiki Room entrance, and the bathrooms located underneath the Hungry Bear next to the Rivers of America. Both of those are great. They're clean. The one by the Hungry Bear is never very busy, and we're going to transition to, and David, you already kind of alluded to your least favorite. What are your least favorite bathrooms in the parks? David, we'll start with you.
It was the aforementioned one right by the train station for New Orleans Square and New Orleans Square. That's right.
Train station. Yeah, by the train station.
Yeah. Because it's just incredibly busy. There's always a lot of people there. And
there's always a line, even for the men's room.
Even for the men's room, which is just, what is this, Russia? And so that's my least favorite, but still, it's better than most other theme parks bathroom I've been to.
My least favorite at Disneyland is the Tomorrowland bathrooms. There is always, it's just in the corner. It's in the back by Space Mountain. As you exit Space Mountain, there's always an odor back there they can never get rid of.
It's the odor of Eastside.
That's right.
Yeah. Eastside and failure.
Inside
Disney joke.
The Disney joke. It's always busy. There's never enough waiting room outside. They've tried painting it. They've tried cleaning it. They've tried doing all kinds of different things to it. It is my least favorite bathroom, and I will avoid that bathroom like the plague if I have to. Brandis, do you have least favorite bathrooms at Monster Universal?
For Universal, when you get off of the tour, right? Because first of all, you're standing in line for that tour for 1 to 2 hours. You're on the tour for an hour, and like we've discussed many times, there's plenty to drink at Universal. So when you get off of there, you're ready to burst, but so is everyone else. So it is the longest line for a bathroom in Universal, and it's the dirtiest because the more busy a bathroom is, the less clean it is. And yeah, it's just that one. I will go up those 3 escalators or whatever it is and almost pee myself to get to any other bathroom than that one. In Knott's, it's right at the start of Ghost Town Alive near the exit entrance area. It's just Ghost Town, sorry. Because for some reason, that's the most visible bathroom. So that one, every time I've been in there, there is somebody cleaning it. I've never not seen an employee. I think they just station an employee constantly to clean it, but it's so busy that it's always dirty. And the line is always out the door.
They should have outhouses at Knott's Berry Farm.
They should.
Real dig a pit. There it is. Welcome to the 1800s.
My least favorite bathroom at Knott's Berry Farm is the one, and I don't even know if it's there anymore. Yours definitely ranks up there high on my list. But my least favorite one is the one that's directly outside the exit or the back porch of Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant. It faces Ghost Town. It's on your way out of the park. It's right on the back end of all of the gift shops. So it's the bathroom, and then it's the fence for Ghost Town, and that bathroom is outside, and it's never clean, and it always is just really, really busy, and it just...
Is that the one by Bigfoot Rapids?
No, it's outside the park.
Oh, outside the park.
Yeah, it's outside the park, like as you exit outside the...
John, you didn't talk about the bathroom that's hidden. Outside the park, outside not, sorry to interrupt you, just reminded me there's this awesome bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It's like between like the Okay, so it's like on that little walkway where there's Mrs. Knott's and all the food places, and there's a atrium. Is that what that's called? You go in there and there's...
Oh, yeah, where the rock garden is, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good one. It's hidden.
It's really humid in there.
Yeah, it's really warm. It's always like 80. It's like, I feel like Florida in there.
But yeah, it's the bathroom to use if you need to go and can't wait to get into a clean bathroom in the park.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that was relatively painless. I'd like to thank you guys for participating in our discussion. Yes, David.
Can I share one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
Edit this out if you don't want. This is, I learned this, I don't know where I learned this, but it's true. If you're looking for the cleanest toilet in a bathroom, like if there's a bunch of stalls, you pick the toilet closest to the door. It is always the cleanest because people tend to use the one farthest away from the door, so it gets the most use. So if you pick the one that's nearest, and I read that somewhere years ago, and you can check it out. The ones that are look like a bomb went off, they're always farther away. And the ones closest to the door that people think get a lot of traction, always the cleanest.
That's funny, because I read something similar, that it's whichever one you're thinking of using is the one everyone else is thinking of using, so go against your instinct.
Yes.
So that's what I do when I go in a public bathroom. I start heading in. I'm like, nope. And turn around and go to the one I wasn't going
to
use.
The closest to the door. Yeah.
So there you have it. That's our discussion on our favorite and our least favorite bathrooms in the parks. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Brandis. Thank you, John. And thank you, Dr. David Marley, for giving us that special perspective. I never knew that about the pay toilets in amusement parks back in the 50s.
Yeah. So. They were gone by the time the park opened. Walt had them all taken off. Yeah.
All right. You can connect with Vacationland online by visiting our website, vacationlandpodcast.com, our Facebook page, facebook.com/vacationlandpodcast, our Instagram, VL Podcast, our Twitter, at Vacationland Show. You can also email us at vacationlandpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to rate and subscribe the show. Also, make sure to visit our YouTube channel by searching the Vacationland Podcast. And you can find our latest video with Karen Fan and I checking out Splitsville Luxury Lanes Bowling at Downtown Disney. Alrighty, guys. So that will do it for our show. We'd like to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Vacation Land. We'll see you next time.